Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Hello, this is Pastor Shane here with His Vision Ministries. I'm also the pastor here at Eastview Baptist Church. And this week we are in a series of messages from Matthew chapter 11 in verses 28 through 30, living in the rest of Christ is what I've entitled this series. But before we get into that, I just want to really share something very encouraging with you. Friend, this week we are in what we call Operation Christmas Child. This is the drop-off week, and we are so excited about that. Our church has done 1,000 shoeboxes, praise God. It's not really about the numbers, but we just look at it as that's 1,000 souls that are going to receive those shoeboxes, kids that is. And so we are so excited about what God is doing with that. If you're in the Cleveland, Georgetown area, I do invite you, if you've got boxes, you can drop those off. Our drop-off hours you can find at eastviewbc.org. That's our church website. That's where you could drop those off during those hours all this week and also next Monday, which is Super Monday. And you can get more information about Operation Christmas Child and what we're doing at either website, hisvision.org or eastviewbc.org. And you can also give online if you would like to contribute, because one of the things that we're going to do for next year, we're already starting to prepare for next year, is we want every shoebox to have a copy of a New Testament Bible. And so we can get those for about 60 cents each. And so we're raising money for that. If you want to give, that designation would go toward the gospel being spread. But today, let's get into the Word of God. And let's talk about living in the rest of Christ here. And we're going to be looking over in Matthew again in chapter number 11. And today we're talking about the burden behind the burdens. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, the Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And so I don't know about you, but that is comforting to me. Listen, if day one taught us that Jesus invites the weary, we learned that yesterday. Today, day two helps us delve deeper into why you and I, we experience this weariness in the first place. You know, most individuals can identify surface level causes for their exhaustion. Things like financial strain. It could be family pressures. It could be some type of emotional distress. It could be work stress. Maybe it's ministry responsibilities. I don't know. Or other physical limitations. Friend, however, let me say this. Jesus' invitation here, it really uncovers something deeper. He addresses the true burden behind the burden. And so, you know, human beings were never designed. We were never designed as humans to bear the weight of life without God. And a lot of people don't understand that, I don't think. And one thing is sin fractures the soul. Suffering weakens the spirit, and separation from God, one thing it does is it drains the heart when Jesus speaks of labor. And so when he says that here, he's referring to those who have exhausted themselves trying to go and navigate life independently. And so when he mentions being heavy laden, he speaks to those who are carrying burdens that they were never intended to rest on, like on the human shoulders, that is. You know, when I think about burdens, you know, some of the burdens stem from really unmet expectations, while others really arise from unhealed wounds. Friends, some begin with people who have disappointed us. We've all experienced that. And listen, there's going to be disappointments in life. And others are rooted in the guilt over decisions that we regret, maybe. Listen, there's things we would like to have what I call a mulligan. That's a do-over in golf, if you know anything about golf. Yet the greatest burden, the one that lies really beneath every other burden, is the weight of a soul that is striving to function without the divine rest that only Jesus Christ, King Jesus, can provide. And this is the reason religion alone cannot offer really true help. Works cannot soothe a troubled conscience. Trying to be perfect, perfectionism, that cannot satisfy really a restless heart. Achievement. Everybody wants to achieve. Achievement cannot silence the persistent anxiety that you and I that we feel. Everybody's busy today. Busyness cannot fill the void that remains. And also, let me say this, self-reliance ultimately leads to self-collapse. It's only Jesus who can provide what the weary soul longs for, which is rest, real deep and renewing rest. That's what we really need. You know, Christ does not merely remove our burdens. What happens is he reveals them to us. He uncovers the hidden weight that we attempt to ignore. You know, he jointly points his finger to what truly drains us. You know, our fears, our insecurities, our lack of trust. All those things are bottled up in emotions, unresolved pain, and the relentless attempts to control our lives. Listen, once he reveals the root cause, he then extends healing for the fruit that emerges from it. You know, some believers, really, they attempt to address soul-level burdens with surface-level solutions. But let me say something about that. My friend, inner exhaustion requires supernatural restoration. And it's only Jesus, King Jesus, can provide rest that really penetrates the mind, the emotions, the conscience, and even our spirit. Friend, it's only Jesus that can balance the heart and reset the soul. And so I want to say something about the rest that only he can provide. Friend, his rest is not merely temporary relief. It is a spiritual renewal. It is the rest that comes from knowing you are forgiven, that you're loved, that you're understood, that you're upheld, and that you're even secure. It's the rest that emerges from surrendering what you cannot fix or I can fix and receiving what only he can provide. Friend, it's the rest that comes from trusting his sovereignty, his wisdom, his goodness, even when life appears to be so unstable. And so, friend, today, allow Jesus to identify the burdens that lie beneath the burdens that you're carrying. Bring him not only your exhaustion, but also the reasons behind the reason that you're exhausted. And what you need to do is, friend, you need to present to him your deepest wounds, whatever that may be, hidden fears, and even the quiet struggles. Listen, he does not shame you for them. What he does is he heals them. And so I want to pray for you today, my good friend. Father, reveal to me the true burdens I'm carrying. Lord, help me to see what lies beneath my exhaustion. Lord, I bring you not just the weight that I feel, but the cause behind it. Lord, heal my inner wounds, calm my fears, forgive my failures, and restore my soul. Teach me to find my rest in you and you alone. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Friend, thank you again for joining. If I could encourage you to do anything at all, it's to always pray and always stay in the Word. The reason I do these daily nuggets, the reason I write a daily devotion, the reason I preach week by week, three times a week, three sermons a week, listen, it's all because I think being in the Word of God and being tuned in to King Jesus is the most important thing we can do. Praying is the most important. We need to commune with Him. And so I encourage you to do that. Be sure to check us out again if you want to. I'm not saying that everybody has to give to a Samaritan's Purse or to Operation Christmas Child. 100% of every donation that you give through this ministry or through our church will go for shoeboxes, and it will go to get the gospel out in those shoeboxes. And so you can do that again at hisvision.org or eastviewbc.org. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Lord willing, we'll see you again on Wednesday. Take care.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at hisvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.